This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrats and Republicans are growing impatient about the conditions at the U.S.-Mexico border. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas could bear the brunt when he testifies in the House on Wednesday. Representative Bernie Thompson, chair of the Homeland Security Committee, will lead the questioning. Some Texas Democrats also remain perturbed they didn't get any warning a White House delegation would be visiting their state 2 weeks ago. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is ramping up criticism of Iran and mainland China. On Tuesday, Johnson told Parliament that Iran and China are posing a growing threat to the free world. Another takeaway from the speech, the Prime Minister said he will increase Britain's arsenal of nuclear warheads by 40% amid President Biden's failure to stand up to global threats. President Biden will hold his first solo press conference on the afternoon of Thursday, March 25th. It's been over 100 years since a new president waited so long in office before holding a presser. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
As an estimated 13,000 underage children are now being held at the U.S.-Mexico border, President Biden is touring the country informing Americans about the coronavirus stimulus bill. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
President Biden says he currently has no plans to travel to the U.S.-Mexico border. This comes after FEMA arrived at the border to help shelter illegal immigrant children and expedite the vetting process. The president answering the brief question while he was on his way to Pennsylvania to promote the recently passed stimulus bill. Vice President Kamala Harris was asked why President Biden has to sell the bill.
It's not selling it. It's literally letting people know their rights, right? It's kind of like you buy a product, you've already been sold on the product, but you need some directions on the box usually, right? And so this is about, hey, know that you're entitled to this. File your taxes so that you can speed up the benefits that you're going to receive.
Thanks for being there. We are USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
NASCAR is presenting the Folds of Honor Quick Trip 500 at the Atlanta Motor Speedway this weekend. Driver Ryan Blaney in the number 12 Ford Mustang for Team Penske tells Motor Racing Network his opinion of the track.
I'd say Atlanta and Homestead are pretty similar as far as tire fall off. Atlanta actually might have a little bit more fall off, but it's rougher than Homestead. So I've always enjoyed Atlanta. It's a really great track. Always get, you know, good fans out there. They do a good job of promoting that race. I'm excited to go back there. I like old slick worn out racetracks where you got to really search around and, but yeah, definitely tires fall off very rapidly and you have to be aware of that. You can't just go really hard every lap. You have to be, conscious of I have to save some stuff or I might be really paying the price here in 15 laps. People will be driving on by on both sides. So you want to get all you can on restarts, but get all you can, then you're like, all right, I got to go into a little bit of conservation mode and just not abuse my stuff because it's a long 500-mile race that you have to really be aggressive, but be mindful that if you're too aggressive, you're really going to pay the price for it later on.
Tickets are still available on the NASCAR website. The race is Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern on Fox. As spring training continues in Major League Baseball, bragging rights in the Grapefruit League go to the New York Yankees with an 11-4 record. The Cactus League top dog is the Kansas City Royals at 12-4. 14 games are scheduled for today. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, the Joe Biden administration picked no bones about it. They said, hey, we're coming after your guns. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour, and we've got Mark Walters with us. Mark is a national board member of the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms and a media spokesman for the Second Amendment Foundation. Mark, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thanks for having me, Bill. Appreciate it.
Well, the Democrats, boy, from the get-go, said, we're coming after your guns. Not really popular, I mean, in terms of, you know, any of the research and science that you look at. Most America, you know, does not want their Second Amendment infringed on. Right. But yet, for record numbers, they voted Democrat for some apparent reason.
Well, the Democrats don't care about what you think and what I think. And there's proof of that, Bill. I think you and I have talked about it before in the past. Right. But Virginia, the state of Virginia, is a prime example. And something that I warned my listeners on my radio programs for a couple of years about, at the national level, if any Democrat were to win the White House, any Democrat, doesn't matter who it is, any Democrat, because the Democrat Party is the party of gun control, always has been, always will be. But Virginia gave us a look at it, just a little micro a viewpoint of what would have happened at the national level. Here's what I mean by that in a nutshell. The Democrats took power in Virginia for the first time in a quarter century. All three levers of power. Mind you, Virginia's a red state, much like Georgia. You have a couple counties that make the decisions. And in that moment that they took power, the first thing they did wasn't fix schools or fix the Chesapeake Bay Bridge tunnels or complaining about. They didn't go in and do any of their health care. They didn't fix their infrastructure across the state. They didn't shore up the beaches from erosion. They shoved 12 gun control bills down the throats of the public in Virginia that didn't want it. 12. Eight of them passed. Eight of them were signed by Governor Blackface Northam. They're going back after the assault weapons ban case, or assault weapons ban next. They're working on it in the legislature, in the legislative process in Virginia now, and they will for the foreseeable future. And we warned everybody that when the Democrats take power in Washington, if they get all three levers of power, this is what they're going to do, but on a national scale, that's going to make Virginia look like child's play.
Exactly.
And here we are. Mm-hmm. Here we are.
And you say, though, Mark, that gun control will always fail. That's a whole other issue. Explain to our audience why gun control is not, it really is not reasonable.
Because criminals don't obey the law.
Right.
That's simple. And I want to play, because as you know, radio is theater of the mind. I want, listeners, I want you to envision, please don't do this while you're driving. Maybe do it later when you get home.
Right.
But I want to play theater of the mind with the listener right now. I want you to envision what I'm talking about. I want you to picture two or three criminals sitting in a criminal den somewhere talking about committing a crime this Friday. They're planning on robbing a liquor store because that's what they do. Mm-hmm. They plan these crimes. They case these joints out. They know what they're doing. And I want you to envision this conversation amongst the criminals. Hey, Bobby, I want to use that .45 when I go to rob Pat's liquor stores tomorrow. Well, we can't. The Biden's background check bill was just signed into law. Oh man, well I don't want to use my 22. I can't hand it to you. We got to go down and get a. We got to go get a background check before I can let you use this 45 to rob Pat's liquor store. Said no criminal ever.
Yes, exactly. Like that's going to happen, right?
It's not going to happen, and that's to suggest otherwise is disingenuous at best. And I'll leave it at that.
Right.
It is absolutely disingenuous at best. They know that. They don't care. Nothing that they're doing or talking about will affect one crime anywhere. Virginia Tech, Chuang Wei Cho, pass the background check. They talk about the Charleston loophole. They have to close the Charleston loophole. So what do? They saddle law-abiding citizens with a 10-business-day waiting period. That's 2 weeks. And if your background check comes back, they don't know yet, said a bureaucrat, unelected,
yes,
in Washington, D.C., they can push it off another 10 days, business days. That's a month for you to buy a gun lawfully. Meanwhile, criminal broke into your car, stole your gun, broke into your house, stole his gun, borrowed it from somebody, took it from a family. Criminals get guns.
Yes.
There are guns in America. It's as simple as that. So the fact of the matter is they know that. They don't care. This is about making it difficult for you. But that Charleston loophole, I mentioned that. Let me mention that quickly so I can clarify what that is.
Yes, please.
It's a made-up term by the gun control crowd. But what happened in Charleston was, and there, the information was not put in the system. His background, his criminal background, was not in the system. It was a human error. It wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
There was no loophole. After 3 days, he was able to pick up that gun under the law. The information that they needed was not put in by a human being. No background check would have stopped him, period, because it was a human error that information didn't get in. What we need to do is shore up the system that we have now to make sure that type of information is in there.
Exactly.
So that doesn't happen again. And he gets caught with the system that's in place. Now what they want to do is stop me from selling a gun to you. And I know I'm taking a lot of time, but it's important.
Well, no, it's important for you to put it in perspective here, Mark, because the question then follows is how many are caught? How many bad deals were avoided because the system worked? Do we know that?
Well, here's the thing. No, and here's why we don't. And this is what the next step in this scheme is. You and I are law-abiding citizens. I've known you for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
You really love that 45 1911 that I have. You've had your eye on it for, I don't know, 2 or 3 years. And I'm in a giving mood. So I'm going to sell you that gun for $50 because I know you love it, and I'm going to buy something else. It's just a safe clean. It's just sitting there. I'm not using it anymore, and I don't carry it.
Right.
You're thrilled. Well, what are we going to do? I'm not going to pay $30. I'm not going to take you down to get a background check. I've known you for 20-some years.
Yeah.
Just take the gun. Was a crime committed after the background check bill passed? Technically, we just committed a felony.
Yes, exactly.
But the government will never know.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't know where that gun is because it isn't registered. That's why background checks, universal background checks, lead to registration. They're not going to put it in the bill now. They're going to wait a year down the road and go, you know what? This isn't working because we can't keep track of whether or not we don't know if people are complying with this law. We have to know where the guns are. Boom. Next comes registration. They leave it out of the bill intentionally. And now here's proof of that. If I said to the gun control crowd today, hey, you know what? I'm tired of hearing your mouth. I'm sick of listening to you people. I'm going to give you background checks. Go ahead. I'm the king universal giver of everything gun control. I'm going to give you background checks. You think they're going to dry up and go away?
Of course not. No.
Of course not. They're going to go to the next step and the next step and the next step. And the only thing that will happen is the infringement on your right. And here's what I want every listener to think about. What is it about the Democrat agenda, both in Virginia that we saw and what we warned you about now at the federal level, that requires you be disarmed before they do anything else? You think about that one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it is really scary, Mark, where we are right now and the kind of control and the infringement on our constitutional rights. And they continue to push. And plus, on top of that, we're going to expect the government, the bureaucracy, to manage this. They can't even manage the post office. How are they going to manage something like gun control or background checks?
They're not. They can't. They don't have enough. There's not enough resources to do so.
Well, this is what we're dealing with, ladies and gentlemen. And Mark Walters is here to break it down for us. And look, it's your Second Amendment right, like all the other rights in our Constitution. if we are not going to push back and if this is not going to, I mean, if you want to surrender the whole idea that this is a government of, for, by, we the people, then fine. You know, then you don't have to worry about this democratic republic that we supposedly have, and because we're not interested in keeping it. That's what you need to consider. We've got more from Mark on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Mark Walters continues with us, a national board member of the Citizens Committee for the Rights to Keep and Bear Arms and a media spokesman for the Second Amendment Foundation. Mark, as we said in the first segment, the Democrats have been obvious. They continue to be so. They do not want America with guns, and they're coming after our guns. What are we looking at, in the coming years? And by say coming years, I'm not talking 5-10 years down the road. I mean, this is immediate. There's a full court press by the Democrats to come and get our guns, right?
Oh, yeah, the fight is on. We knew that coming. Let me take a couple of moments. I apologize in advance, but you may have heard and maybe have reported on the shooting in the metro Atlanta area.
Yesterday afternoon. Yeah. Right.
I want to make this very clear to listeners that the first shooting that killed four occurred less than 5 miles from the studios I sit in right now. The individual who murdered those eight people yesterday graduated high school less than 2 miles from my home, where my niece and my nephew went to school, and many of my daughters and sons' friends go to school now currently, and many friends and families. This young man has eaten in our restaurants in my local community. He has shopped in grocery stores. My wife was at the Walmart right across the street from that center yesterday, hours before that happened. This individual could have bumped into her, could have stood behind. My son could have packed his grocery bag at the Publix grocery store that he works at on his way to do what he did. And the reminder that I want everybody to take away from this is that evil is real. It exists, and it exists where you live. And I promise you, I don't live in a bad area.
Right.
I live in a very nice area. And evil exists and walks amongst us. And in order to take your own personal defense, safety and security, seriously, you have to know that. Otherwise, you walk around with blinders.
Exactly.
So I just wanted to point that out, that incident began less than 5 miles from where I sit and talk with you today. So please keep that in mind. There are bad people out there that do bad things, and they're going to decide when it happens. You have to be prepared.
Exactly.
So having said that, this is why the attack on our gun rights is so insidious and why we have to fight it. Because these events, in this particular case, there was not, shockingly, a lot of store owners around here have guns.
Yeah.
Shockingly, he was not fired back upon in many other cases. He probably would have been around here. But nonetheless, he was not. We don't know where he got the gun or anything else. But the fact of the matter is that the Democrats want to disarm you and want to keep you from doing this. And although they don't want to ban guns, Dianne Feinstein's gun ban bill, which is going to be begun talking about in the Senate today, bans 205 guns.
Yes.
So, yes, they do want to take your guns from you. But if you look deep into the bill doesn't take any gun that's currently on the street away. So I'm just spouting a bunch of BS and a bunch of rhetoric, except that I'm not. Because what happens after I die is my guns go to them, not to my son or to my wife or to my children or my grandchildren. This is a long process. They are playing the long game here, and that's exactly what happened in Great Britain and Australia. There are now an entire generation of Brits that have never known the right to bear arms. And that's the game that they're playing here in the United States. They know they can't say that, so they play the long game.
Exactly.
These people are evil.
Mm-hmm.
These people hate you. They hate your freedoms. And I go back to that initial question that I asked. Why? What is it that they don't trust about you with a firearm, a law-abiding citizen? Over 150 million Americans have guns. There are over 500 million guns in this country. And I hate to use bumper sticker logic until I like to use bumper sticker logic. But if 500 million guns in the hands of over 100 million gun owners were a problem, Feinstein, you'd already know it.
Exactly. Exactly. That's the truth of the matter. And, we're being conditioned here, and we're being, it's all about control and a compliant constituency. And we know what happens when you take guns out of the hands of law-abiding people. We see this. The evidence is empirical. It is it's irrefutable. But yet we have the politicians who are misrepresenting we the people, and we the people have got to take a stand for our Second Amendment rights. Otherwise, we're just going to be rounded up here, Mark.
Yeah, look, human history is chock full of example of what happens when populations are disarmed. We've seen this, you can go back hundreds, thousands of years.
Right.
That's a discussion we don't have enough time for. But in this country, where our founding fathers recognized our God-given right to defend ourselves, when you talk about comparing, for example, the First Amendment is under tremendous attack right now. Why? It's the left, the tolerant left, that's trying to take away our right to free speech. Canceling anybody that disagrees with them, while at the same time they're trying to disarm them. This should concern every American. And I submit to you that it does. Maybe not every. You got the lunatic loudmouths out there, the hypocrites like Alyssa Milano, who are dead silent when Cuomo's caught red-handed.
Right.
Okay? But millions of Americans see that hypocrisy. And if we pull away from the mainstream press, what, we're all of a sudden going to start believing the mainstream press because Trump's out of office now?
Right.
The mainstream press has been lying about us as gun owners and lying about us as conservatives, you know, for decades. We've allowed them to get away with it, and we owe, you know, some responsibility. I take some responsibility for that. We all do.
Mm-hmm.
Because we continue to watch their garbage. We continue to pay for our kids to go to their schools, the tuitions. We continue to buy Alyssa Milano's movies and all that stuff and let them get away with this stuff until over the years, this is where we're at. Mm-hmm. This is where we find ourselves. But I really truly believe that freedom will always prevail. It's going to be a tough fight sometimes.
Yeah, exactly.
It always is. But freedom in the end will prevail. And we are at a time right now where I have said over my many years on the radio, now 13 years on April 27th, I begin 13 years on 6 days of radio, and I've said this over the years. If the Democrats continue this, the day is quickly coming that decent, good, hardworking, taxpaying, law-abiding Americans, which is the vast majority of Americans, are going to be forced back into a corner by this communist Marxist socialism that has crept into what is the former Democrat Party and be forced to make some very difficult decisions that we never thought we'd have to make in our lifetime, such as,
exactly. Yeah.
Am I going to comply with that unconstitutional law or become a felon? Most Americans don't want to become felons.
Right.
So now we have a decision to make. I'm not going to comply with that. I'm willing to. This is where we're being forced by this ideology. So
right. It's
something that we all have to pay attention to.
Well, they force us into criminality, and then at that point they have their way, right? I mean, this is what other regimes have done. So now it's like, okay, Mark, you're a felon, you broke the law, and so we have every right to implore every bit of force available to us.
Well, that's why it's so important. I do a lot of work with sheriffs around the country, constitutional peace officers.
Right.
People don't realize just how powerful the sheriff is.
Exactly.
The sheriff is the oldest constitutional law enforcement voted office in the nation, in our history. The constitutional voted officer is in the Constitution, the sheriff is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how powerful they are. And it's interesting. Most big city police chiefs are a bunch of liberal hacks that hate your guns. Why? Because who's controlling the big cities? Show me an American city in decay. I'll show you an American city run by Democrats at every level for decades.
Exactly.
You can't prove me wrong. If you try, I'm going to take your money.
Right.
Gladly take
right.
your money.
Mm-hmm.
But when you go out to the rest of America where the people elect their sheriffs and their representatives, you find those sheriffs stand up for gun rights across the country. And it's those individuals that are going to stand against the government. And we're seeing some of that from DeSantis in Florida, who's doing a wonderful job.
Exactly.
And from sheriffs across the state of Virginia. We were talking about that just a few minutes ago. 99.9% of every municipality and county in cities, in the towns across the state of Virginia told the governor, we are now declaring ourselves a Second Amendment sanctuary, and we will not abide by your passage of gun control.
Exactly.
Including the governor's own county of Rappahannock.
Yeah.
Told him to go pound salt. You have law enforcement that says you're not going to do that in my county. We're not going to enforce your laws. And that's what has to happen across the country, and that's what I believe will happen.
Exactly. We've got to continue to encourage these sheriffs and get behind them,
yes.
You know, to do such a thing. And because otherwise, Mark, we're going to get overrun here.
Yeah, we need help, but there's a lot of positive things happening too. And at the state levels, we are winning, and we are winning big. Almost half the country is constitutional, permitless carry. Gun laws are passing, good gun laws are passing around the country. We've got a few coming out of Georgia here soon. So there's a lot of good happening at the state level. Join your local state organization and fight back. We'll prevail, but it will be a tough fight, believe me.
Without a doubt.
They have 2 years.
We've got to be as vigilant as they are, if not more so.
You bet.
Mark Walters, National Board Member of the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. Thank you, Mark. Take care. Have a great day. Safe speed.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
You got it, buddy.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic. And maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy Pet Joy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrats and Republicans are growing impatient about the conditions at the U.S.-Mexico border. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas could bear the brunt when he testifies in the House on Wednesday. Representative Bernie Thompson, chair of the Homeland Security Committee, will lead the questioning. Some Texas Democrats also remain perturbed they didn't get any warning a White House delegation would be visiting their state 2 weeks ago. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is ramping up criticism of Iran and mainland China. On Tuesday, Johnson told Parliament that Iran and China are posing a growing threat to the free world. Another takeaway from the speech, the Prime Minister said he will increase Britain's arsenal of nuclear warheads by 40% amid President Biden's failure to stand up to global threats. President Biden will hold his first solo press conference on the afternoon of Thursday, March 25th. It's been over 100 years since a new president waited so long in office before holding a presser. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Catch that pronoun, ladies and gentlemen, we, as in we the people, to save this country. And we do it not because it's easy, we do it because it's hard. And so much is hanging in the balance right now for the next generation and our children's children. Just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back. I am Bill Martinez, and we've got Dr. Jimmy Cook joining us in just a second to share his amazing story of a journey that started with two words from a bunch of desperately poor orphans in a no-name village in Africa. The two words, books and tuition. Jimmy, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, congratulations, for your response to do something, for these orphans, these poor orphans. And, here you are. You're a professor, a distinguished chair in orthopedic surgery at the University of Missouri. You're the co-founder of Be the Change Volunteers. And I want to, turn it over to you and have you tell our audience your story of, Be the Change Volunteers.
Well, thanks so much for this opportunity. Yeah. It did start with those two words from some desperately poor orphans in Zambia, and it was at the end of a Habitat for Humanity build, and I talked to these kids that I've gotten to know, work with, hear their stories, play with for 2 weeks, and when we were getting ready to leave, I said, what's the best thing I could do for you when I go back to America? And I'll be real honest with you. I thought it would be really easy. I thought they would say, send me an iPad, send me shoes.
Right.
Send me, something from that. And they said just what you related to the audience is they said, we need books and tuition.
Wow.
Because we understand that education is the only thing we can use to change our futures. And so it became a mission. I said, it was the best punch in the gut I ever had because it opened my eyes to what is really needed and what is going to change the world one student at a time, one community at a time, and then one, you know, nation at a time.
I mean, that is so impressive that you have these poor orphans. I mean, what do they know? But they knew enough to understand that it's about education, you know, for them to, you know, come back with that kind of answer. I mean, that is, you know, that's a profound answer out of these young people.
It really is. And I say, you know, in the book, I had 26 years of formal education, and they gave me the best education I've ever had and really shifted my whole perspective on how we can change the world and really use that. You know, Nelson Mandela says, education is the most powerful weapon we can use to change the world.
Exactly.
And those kids knew it better than I did.
Wow. And that's amazing that they would be in that position. As you said, it really opens up your heart and your eyes to see just how powerful education is. And we, in the West, we take this for granted because it's like we're surrounded by education, seemingly. Although now we're looking at it and considering it a little bit more critically and understandably for all that we've been investing in education. You know, we need to make sure that, you know, even like what these kids see is, you know, the right books, you know, and the right education, right?
Yes, sir. That's absolutely spot on. I agree.
So so here it is, you know, they send you home and they with these two profound words that you chew on and you realize, you go, whoa, this is powerful. And then this causes you to co-found Be the Change Volunteers. So tell us more about how this came about.
Yeah, so those kids sent me on a mission, and we actually had an opportunity on that Zambia Habitat for Humanity build to join a group that was going to Rwanda, supposedly for a one-time school build, a school that was devastated in the genocide. So this was one of the places where people were brought in under the guise of safety and were mass murdered in schools and churches all over Rwanda. And so you talk about another profound and extremely impactful message and mission. So we went there. We thought we would just do this one time. And then I say we went and we saw bullet holes in the chalkboards and we saw, you know, a school that looked like a war bunker.
Yeah.
But
how far afterwards were you there when this happened?
Yeah, 10 years. So they had
10 years and there's still bullet holes there in the, in the chalkboard.
Right.
Wow. Yeah.
And so, you know, what we say then is though, then we went. And we saw the people and their resilience. And, again, their focus on education as a way to bring their community back, to heal their community, to bring it back to success and safety. And they worked with us hand in hand every single day of that. They knew that they were working for their future and their kids' future. And that partnership was just amazing to feel and to see. And then when we saw what they did with it, so they were able to take that war bunker and turn it into a beautiful, safe, and functional school. And then you can have great teachers come in, and then students want to go to school, and they can learn there because they feel safe and they have the resources. And that community went from that war bunker to the number one in all of Rwanda school success in terms of scores going to university and getting jobs. And so, again, we didn't do that. We partnered with a community that had that passion and that vision. And we hand-delivered hope, as the book says. But
right,
that,
exactly.
Spark of hope, that spark of hope is what they took and changed their futures. And then to see that. And so then we said at the end of that trip, I talked to my wife and I said, you know, Chrissy, we've got to do this forever. And she said, yep, you're absolutely right.
Wow.
So with a lot of people's grace and input and wonderful hearts, we were able to start an organization from scratch. And, you know, now 12 years later, there's 53 educational facilities around the world serving 7,000 kids, and they're doing amazing things with what we can do. And we get to tell their stories, which is the fun part of the book.
Exactly. Well, Dr. Cook, you say that, you know, it wasn't you, but in a lot of ways it was. I mean, you know, you serve a critical component. I mean, there's a lot of moving parts here that make this possible, because for 10 years, that school, here it is, you know, still dealing with bullet holes there on the chalkboard as a reminder of the violence that took place there and how it must have stolen the hope from them. And here you come and you give them an injection of hope and you demonstrate to the people that you're there. I mean, how many other people, you know, probably went there to Rwanda and said, wow, this is impossible. I'm out of here. This isn't, you know, this isn't going to work. But you guys stayed, you stayed the course and you were able to make a positive investment in that community that's now paying dividends. I mean, this isn't something that just happened overnight. I mean, this was a process.
Yeah, and I appreciate it. And I'm so well said. Thank you. But I appreciate so much that, you know, you talk about an investment. That's what we really believe it is. Mm-hmm. An investment with just a spark of hope. And then when you demonstrate that belief in them, they are valuable. They can do amazing things. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what really ignites it, right? And then you can, you know, just for lack of better terms, sit back and watch the amazing things that they're going to do. Which is exactly. A little bit of investment of your time, treasure, and talents, and you know, just giving that to them and sharing that with them, and then what we say is the return on investment.
So yes, exactly.
One of those things where you almost feel guilty because you've gotten so much more than you feel you've given.
Right. Well, but that's what giving is all about. You know, the Bible tells us better to give than receive, and you understand this firsthand. You know, what you did for the people there by giving them hope and, you know, giving them that big, hairy, audacious goal, right? I love that. I love that idea because, I mean, this is what people, you know, strive for is that, look, they want a big, hairy, audacious goal to shoot for, right?
That's absolutely right. And yeah, that's been such a great mantra and vision casting for us. And yeah, we've definitely got that acronym spread around the world now, which is fun.
Yeah, I bet. That's a neat T-shirt I bet people wear proudly in they are carriers, they are proponents of the big, hairy, audacious goal. You know, we're talking with Dr. Jimmy Cook and the Change Agency that he's been a part of here with, you know, the Be the Change volunteers. Just incredible success story, and we've got more to share on the other side of the break. Stay with us. We're coming on just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezShow.com. It's all right there, including all our past interviews with these great guests that we bring on, you know, to bless you, to, you know, have you have your very own big, hairy, audacious goal of your own. Why not? So we've got more from Dr. Cook after this. Stay with us.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media. Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Tehebo
Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Back with you. Bill Martinez here. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, we're talking with Dr. Jimmy Cook. His great story here about education and about being the change. His heartwarming, inspirational book calls readers to, as I say, be the change. And did you know that this number is just incredible. 260 million children around the world have no access to education. Many in most developing countries, school is not free. You know, students must pay for tuition, uniforms, books, lunches, and their teachers' salaries, meaning that for millions of children, especially girls, a formal education is never going to be an option. Jimmy, as you realize and as you've been, kind of an evangelist for in terms of education, it is so foundational, it is so key to the health of a nation and the future of a people, is it not?
Oh, exactly. And you know, just the whole component of that, and then just the practical part. So the education is the only way to get a job, to get a better job, and a job is the only way out of poverty.
Right.
So that's why those kids, those desperate orphans that we talked about, knew better than I did that they needed books and tuition, because that is the only way to improve their future. And they didn't expect anybody to give it to them.
Exactly.
Hand it out. They said, this is the way I can do this for myself and change my family, my community, and the world.
Well, there's just something there that's so packed with wisdom. I mean, the fact that they gave you the two words, you know, is, what can I do for you? What is it that you want? And it was educationally driven, just two very powerful words. And the fact that they didn't want a handout. They just wanted the opportunity. And given that opportunity, I mean, that's just something that is almost inherent in our nature and our God-given DNA. When God told us to be fruitful and multiply, we're given that mandate. And when we are out there and we're productive, we're at our happiest stage of life at that point. And I think even here in America, people are finding out, especially when unemployment was down so miserably for a long period of time here before the last administration and of course before COVID hit. People were happy again because they were being productive.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, it's sad, right, that it sometimes takes a pandemic to show us that. And that's what through the stories we've learned and get to tell through Hand Delivered Hope, that's what we learn. We learn that perspective again, if you will, or maybe for the first time, but just saying that that is what drives us. That's what brings us to true joy. I said, I never really knew true joy until I was in the desperately poor, you know, end of the path villages that we work in. And exactly. That's a great perspective to gain, and to gain it again and again, and to keep reminding yourself is that's what is really satisfying and what we're called to do, like you did.
Right.
I mean, that's what the Lord called us.
Right.
And when we can do that in partnership with others around the world and make it a global community, I think we're all the better for it.
Well, and this is why your book, In Hand-Delivered Hope, is all about, is hearing these compelling stories, you know, that came from 10 years of, you know, Be the Change volunteer work, like restoring a ruined Rwanda school that you shared with us earlier. I want to, you know, have you share some more stories from your book, In Hand-Delivered Hope, because, you know, you and your wife and your team are so privileged to experience this firsthand, like you say, to really realize, you know, joy and human productivity and dreams realized at this level. Boy, that's just invaluable.
It really is. It's definitely one of the greatest blessings of our lives. And just to hear those stories, experience those stories, and share them long term. And that's the neat thing, is that they've all been sustainable. So, you know, we've really tried to do this right. We don't build American schools. We don't invoke American curriculum. We don't, you know, tell them what to do. We don't tell them what they need. Mm-hmm. We ask them what they need in a culturally appropriate way, in a way that's going to be sustainable. And then the community involvement has to be from day one, so that we know that the ownership and sustainability will be there. And, yeah, we've just been blessed to hear and experience and feel and live some amazing stories from world changers that you would never have heard of, because you don't even know where their village is. It sometimes doesn't happen.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
They're changing the world in their own community in amazing ways.
Isn't that so cool? I love that. You relate a story of a teenage boy in South Africa who changed his life and yours. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Pomotso was this, again, incredible story. Literally grew up in a mud hut. I mean, literal mud hut.
Mm.
And the only kid in his family to ever get past second grade. And we met him on a build in South Africa, one of our projects, in very remote South Africa in the Eastern Cape. And he came up to us. We were actually working on the elementary school, the primary school. And I was, at the time, digging a latrine. Mm-hmm. So that's some of the work that we do, and that's powerful work. That can be the spark of hope, and that can change everything. And he reached out, came up and talked to us, ended up working with us the whole week, and ended up becoming our adopted son and
wow.
Coming to live with us and changed our lives. And if you talk about big, hairy, audacious goals, he had, again, literally grew up in a mud hut. Mm-hmm. And when I started the conversation, talking to him a little bit more, I said, what's your dream? What's your goal? What do you want to be? And he said, a photojournalist.
Mm. Wow.
And how do you even know what that is?
Exactly.
And because he had seen magazines and he knew what it meant. And, you know, it was so cool because he said the reason was, is he said, I see these and I see photojournalists, and then they give the name of it, and I see the picture that they did, and they've told a whole story in one picture.
Wow.
And he said, I want to do that. I want to tell people's story in one picture. And he did that. Unfortunately, we lost him. We got him when he was 16, and we lost him when he was 23 from a very unusual heart abnormality. But he accomplished his big, hairy, audacious goal, and he changed our lives, and he changed the world. So he came from being on one of our projects to participating in some of our projects. Mm-hmm. Never passed second grade, anyone in this whole village. And he went to university in South Africa, the best photojournalism school in South Africa, got his degree. And has made some amazing pictures. You see the front cover of our book, Hand Delivered Hope, is his picture.
Right.
So he continues, his legacy lives on, and he's telling
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
With one picture. And I'm so proud. That's honestly, when people ask me what my favorite part of the book is, it's actually that front cover.
That's so cool.
Because that's his dream come true, that's gone forward and now, you know, available in his book.
Jimmy, how did this experience impact your faith? I mean, I got to imagine this took it to a whole nother level.
It really did. That's the only way to say it. I would say, you know, what did it change? It changed everything. And I think the way I like to say it now is actually in the epilogue of the book, and I relate it to John Coltrane. And I say, to me, it was a spiritual awakening. Right. And just reading that excerpt from the book now, it led me to a richer, fuller, and more productive life. When I had that, I humbly asked to be given the means and privilege to make others happy, to inspire them to realize more and more of their capacities for living meaningful lives. Mm-hmm. I feel this has been granted to me through His grace. All praise to God.
Amen.
I say for Mr. Coltrane, it was music. For me, it's education-focused development aid. For mm-hmm. both of us, it is a love supreme. And that couldn't be further from the truth. That's really what has changed everything, and it's been a spiritual awakening. That then, what I think is cool, is I never realized what that phrase, thy kingdom here on earth, really meant
mm-hmm.
until I saw this in action. Because I think that's what it's about. It's about, you know, bringing that hope, bringing that joy, bringing that faith on earth in our time.
Yeah, exactly.
And the way we do it is through education-focused development aid and telling amazing stories of people around the world.
Jimmy, these big audacious ideas, I mean, you've got a bucket list of other countries that you're considering. Share that with our audience.
Yeah, I say everywhere. I jokingly say, you know, most of these places that you admire, when you start to picture these, and certainly when you read the stories in the book, you'll see these are mostly hot and humid.
Yeah, right.
Jungles and different areas like that. So my wife, Christy, I would say she would say she would love to go to some of those places that aren't like that. So maybe Nepal or Mongolia or Chile.
Yeah.
For me, and I'll relate it back to Pomoto, our son, is the quick story on that is we brought him here when he came to live with us. And, of course, we took him to Disney World pretty early on. And he came from one of the shows from that. And my sister asked him, and he was just in awe, and he just loved it. And he said, my sister asked him, you know, what was the best part? And he said, everything.
Yeah.
Everything was the best part. And so that's what I say about the places we like to go, everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is the best. Every place is the best, and we would love to, you know, just help and experience and be with as many people as we can. So you name it, we'll go, and we'll try and hand deliver hope and partnership with that community.
Jimmy, for people that are hearing this and say, you know, I want to be a changer, what do you recommend for them?
You know, there are so many great organizations. So obviously, if you want to check out ours, we'll be the Change Volunteers on the website or through Facebook. But I say a couple things is, one, check out who you give to. You know, make sure it's in line with your mission. Make sure that the funding components are in line with what you expect. I mean, make sure that the percentage that's going to on-ground missions or the actual mechanism is what you expect.
Exactly.
And then for us, I do think, you know, whether it's physically or now in today's world, we've learned a lot about virtual, but virtually go. And what I mean by that is, again, make sure that you're getting to the people that you intend to help and that mechanism is working well. And then, again, I would just really say is that, you know, do look at areas that are focusing on education. And that includes vocational training, right, too. So all education is important.
Right.
And we don't want to forget that component. You know, it's not just all about universities, especially in developing world. So if you can augment that and don't forget about how oppressed girls are in terms of education in developing world. And so sometimes it means you got to help the whole family.
We got to leave it right there. His book, Hand-Delivered Hope, Dr. Jimmy
Cook. The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Power Grid Fit.